Okay, it's a Sunday morning, congregation Or Chadash over Zoom. This year is Le'iloi Nishmas, Shimon Tuvia, Ben Dov Yehuda, Leib Chaim Kelem, his neshama should have an aliyah. Imam Brachas and Daf Kasvav towards the bottom, quotes a Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Yutes Amid Beis. Three lines from the bottom on Daf Tesvav Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah over there in Megillah Daf Tezvav, HaKol Ksherim, Likros is HaMegillah Chutz Mechen Roshot HaVekata. Everyone is allowed to read the Megillah. Everyone's allowed to read the Megillah in a way that they could be motzi others in reading the Megillah. We're not just talking about someone who opens up a Chumash and reads the Megillah, that anybody can do. Talking about who can be the one that can read the Megillah for the Tzibur to be motzi the Tzibur, their chov, their obligation to hear Megillah. HaKol Ksher Likros is HaMegillah. Everyone's allowed. Chutz Mecheresh Shota B'Katan, except for Recheresh Shota B'Katan. So we're going to see towards the end of this year that there's someone who is not mentioned in this exception, and that's women. It doesn't say that women cannot read the Megillah. The implication from this Mishnah is that women can read the Megillah to be motzi the men as well. Only a Recheresh Shota B'Katan cannot be the Tashliach Tzibur, cannot be the Bal Kore to be motzi others. But Behuda Machshe B'Katan, Behuda goes even further. Not only can a can Hakol Ksherim, it's only the exception is the Cherish and the Shota. The Katan actually can read the Megillah for the Tzibur and be motzi everyone in their obligation to hear Megillah. But the Tanakama holds a Katan may not be motzi the Tzibur in the Kriyas HaMegillah. And the reason why, probably, is because a katan is not chayv in mitzvahs. A katan is on the bar mitzvah. Or on the bat mitzvah, if we assume that a woman can be the one to read the Megillah. On the bar mitzvah, on the bat mitzvah. So they're not chayv. If they're not chayv, you can't be motzi others. As a Gemara, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis says, a klal, kol she'enu mechoyev bedavar, someone who's not chayv in a certain mitzvah, enu motzi es rav midei chavasan, cannot be motzi others in their obligation. So if a katan is not chayiv in mitzvahs, so therefore he can't be motzi other people in their chovos and their obligations. That sounds like it's a klal, a general klal that we can relate to and that we're familiar with. Matter of fact, the reason why this gemara is somewhat problematic is because it's a gemara on the chof amid beis and brachos that we'll turn to now. So the gemara says as follows. The Gemara there is trying to figure out, it's on Daf Chof Amid Beis, right in the middle of the page. The last word on the line is Ravina. Amale Ravina la Rava. Ravina asks Rava whether women are chayiv to bench min haTorah or only midrabbanan. Nashim v'brichas hamazon d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Are women chayiv to bench min haTorah midrabbanan? Now this is already difficult, as Rashi and Tosfos both point out, that they are wondering why would women be potter from Birchas HaMazon Doraisa? The only reason women would be potter from any mitzvah is because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So something like Sukkah, which falls out at a very particular period of time during the year, 7 days over Sukkot, from Tesvav Tishrei till Chav Beis Tishrei, or Chav Aleph Tishrei, Tesvav, Tezayin, Chav Aleph Tishrei. So that's a mitzvah shazman grama. But Birchas HaMazon, what does eating have to do with Zman? People eat all the time. You can eat 2 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. It's not totally Bizman. So why would women be potter? That's a good question. Rashi has one mahalach. Tosfos has a mahalach. Either way, there is some reason to think that women would be potter min haTorah from benching. Maybe because part of the benching has certain elements that are so fundamental to the benching that women have no shaychas to. For example, one of the things that's fundamental to the benching is the shevach that we say to Hashem, v'yabrischa shechasamta bivsareinu. We think Hashem forgiving us the mitzvah brismila. No shaychas to women. It says v'yala aretz. We place Hashem for the land of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe women have no shaychas to nachlas Eretz Yisrael. Then Rashi asks a question from Benoz Tlavchad. So there is some reason, Rashi tells us others, have reasons why women would not be chayiv min haTorah. They only chayiv midrabbanan to bench, even if they eat a full meal. The Gemara wants to know, my nafkamina, if the chayiv min haTorah, the chayiv midrabbanan, they're still chayiv to bench. So who cares if it's the rice, it's the rabbanan, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference, because if they're chayiv min haTorah, then there could be motzi others who are also chayiv min haTorah. So if you're sitting with your wife and you both eat a full meal, so if she's chayiv min haTorah to bench and you're chayiv min haTorah to bench, she could bench for you and you'll just listen. She's considered a mechuyev bedavar. But the Gemara says, if she's only chayiv midrabanon and you're chayiv min haTorah, then she would not be able to bench for you. If you tell me that a woman's chiv is daraisa, also daraisa mapik daraisa, then a daraisa can be motzia daraisa. If she's only chayiv midrabanon, the Gemara calls her an enum mechuyev bedavar. Now, she's not an enum mechuyev bedavar, she's chayiv midrabanon, but it's enum mechuyev bedavar relative to the man's chiv, which would be a chiv daraisa. Which enum mechuyev bedavar. So the Gemara is an open question. A woman chayiv min haTorah or midrabanan? In halacha, in the Rishonim, they disagree. Some say women are chayiv min haTorah. Some say they're only chayiv midrabanan. It's a machlokas in psak. The Gemara brings a memra. The Emes Amru, Rashi says in different places, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So we're about to learn this memra. This, I wouldn't call it a brisa. It goes even further back than a brisa. Something that comes all the way back. There's a very early teaching, that Moshe already received on Har Sinai and gave it to the Jewish people in the Midbar already. And we have three examples, three situations that are mentioned in this halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Be'emes Amru, ben mevarech la'aviv, eved mevarech l'rabo, v'ish mevarech es la'bayla. A ben, a child, can make a bracha for his father. Now we're talking about Berachas HaMazon. Ben Mevarach LaAvid. Eved Mevarach LaRabo. Ish Mevarach LaBayla. We're not going to discuss today Eved Mevarach LaRabo. Let's save that for a different time. Let's only focus on the first and the third situation. Ben Mevarach LaRabo. What's a ben? Rashi says, right on the side in the Rashi, ben katan. We're talking about a ben katan. The stomach Rashi understands we cannot be talking about a ben gadol. It would not make sense for the Halacha l'moshe m'sinai to be telling us that a 30-year-old son can be motzi's 55-year-old father. That you don't need halacha l'moshe m'sinai to tell me that if you're on the same level of chiyuv, you can be motzi. So it must be telling me some type of chiddush. Even a ben who's a katan can be mevarech birchas hamazon. Rashi says, la'aviv. Why wouldn't the father bench himself? The father didn't go to yeshiva. The father wasn't as fortunate. The father went through the war. He was pulled out of yeshiva at a young age. Then when he came to the United States, he had to make a living, and he had no ability to make he doesn't know how to read. But his son gets a yeshiva education, so the son can bench, and he benches for the father, right? So the Gemara says ben mevarech la'aviv. It also says ish mevareches la'bayla. A woman can make a bracha for her husband. A woman can make a bracha for her husband. So the Gemara says, oh, a woman can make a bracha for her husband. It's very clear. It's very clear that if a woman can bench for her husband, then a woman must be daraisa. That's what we were saying before. Here we have a lacha l'moshe m'sinai be'emes amru that a woman can make a bracha for her husband. And the Gemara goes on to now explain that position. I amrit b'shloma daraisa, osu daraisa, mapik daraisa. If a woman's chayv menat dara, we understand why an isha can be mevareches labayla. However, if a woman's only chayv midrabana, then how could she be mevareches labayla? A woman's obviously chayiv min haTorah. Here you go. It's a great proof. Mara brings a great proof that a woman is chayiv min haTorah. Because she was chayiv min haRabbanon, the memra could not say ish mevarechas labayla. Now, I do want to point something out that's very important. I want to read that Gemara with you again, just to make sure that we know where this teaching, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, ends. And the Gemara itself starts talking on its own, begins. Toshma, be'emes amru, quote, ben mevarech la'aviv, eved mevarech la'rabo, ishe mevarech as la'bayla, avol amru chachamim tavom me'era la'adam she'ishtu uvanav mevarech lo, end quote. That's the teaching. And in that teaching, we learn that an isha can make a bracha, when I say make a bracha, bench b'chas ha'mazon for her husband. So now the Gemara, end quote, now it starts to discuss and try to be medayik from that teaching. The Gemara says, oh, you see that a woman's chayiv min haTorah, she was chayiv min haRabbanon, there's no way that the Emes Amru could tell us that ishim avareches labayla. So the Gemara goes on to say, wait a minute, Not so fast. Not so. Can't just say things. Everything's subject to debate. Not so fast. If you're telling me that a woman can bench for her husband because they're on the same level of chiyuv, well, then how are you going to learn ben mevarech la'aviv? How can a child, Rashi told us, is talking about a katan. How can a child make a berachas hamazon for his father? They're not on the same level of chiyuv. Father is over bar mitzvah, and a katan is under bar mitzvah. So how can a katan be mevarech la'aviv? They're obviously not on the same level of chiyuv. So the Gemara says, "Ulatamech katan bar chiyuvu." Is a child a bar chiyuvu? Right. You're right. It's a nice diuk to make that isha mevareches labayla implies that a woman is chayv min haTorah. Otherwise, how can she be mevarech? How can she be motzi her husband, who's also chayv min haTorah? But if we take it in the context, not just a standalone line of isha mevareches labayla, but it's together with the other situations mentioned in that memra, and one of the situations is ben mevarech la'aviv, and ben mevarech la'aviv refers to a katan, and a katan cannot be motzi his father. So what's going on there? So it must be talking about a funny situation where it's a unique case where the katan can be mevarech la'aviv. And whatever that case is, that's probably what the case of Isha mevarech la'aviv is also talking about. What do I mean? So the Gemara says, the only way a katan can be motzi the father is if the katan is only chayev midrabanan. One second. If the father's only chayev midrabanan. Katan's not chayiv, but father's only chayiv midrabanan. So that's why the katan can be mevarech la'aviv. Now, why would the father only be chayiv midrabanan? He ate. So the Gemara says, "Ultameh katan bar chiyuv hakamay askinam don sha'achal shi'ura derabanan." We're talking about a case where the father only ate a shi'ur derabanan. He's not chayiv to bench min haTorah. What do you mean he's not chayiv to bench min haTorah? Benching is min haTorah. Yes, benching is min haTorah. Rashi says, if he eats to the point where he's full, achalta v'savata verachta. But if you only ate a kezayis or a kebetza, a small amount, that's only a chi of birchas hamazon midrabanon. So in that case, the ben, the katan, can be mevarech la'aviv. And that also may be the case that's referred to when it says isha mevareches labayla. So you know why isha mevareches labayla? Maybe we're talking about a case where the bayla, where the husband, only ate a small amount. So he's only chayv to bench midrabanon. Oh, so maybe a woman's only chayiv midrabanan, and the reason why she can be mevarech labayla is because we're talking about a case where the husband only ate a shir derabanan. That's why the isha is mevareches labayla. So the Gemara says, "Kagon she'achol shiru derabanan, the asid derabanan, a mapik derabanan." So it comes out of this Gemara that what we learn from this Gemara is, first of all, it's not so clear that a woman is chayiv to bench min haTorah. The Gemara ends off, it's not clear. Maybe she's chayiv min haTorah, maybe she's chayiv midrabanan. Unclear. What's also, and what we're going to take from this Gemara, is that a katan can be motzi his father so long as the father's chayiv midrabanan. If the father's chayiv midrabanan, the katan can be motzi the father. What you see from here, is that a katan, someone under bar mitzvah, can be motzi others if their chiyuv is midrabanan. That's what it sounds like. A katan cannot be motzi a gadol in a mitzvah if the gadol is chayiv in something min haTorah. But if the gadol is chayiv only midrabanan, what's an example of that? Well, an example of that is where a gadol ate a piece of bread. He ate a whole piece of bread, but he's not full. He's not full at all. The slice of bread is a kezayis. That's not going to fill me up. I don't know if it'll fill you up, but kezayis is very little, nothing. Kezayis is, we'll talk about this as we get closer to Pesach. But the it's brought down that Reb Chaim Volozhin used to eat one tenth of a shmura matzah. Nowadays, we eat two shmura matzahs, two whole matzahs to be yotza, kezayis, all the chumras. Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Talmud of the Gaon, right? He ate a small little piece of kezayis, a little kezayis. Someone came to the Avnei Nezer, asked him, how much is a kezayis? How much do you have to eat for a kezayis? The Avnei Nezer showed him his fingernail. He says, a little bit more than my fingernail. Kezayis is not as much as we think, but that's not for today's share. Today's share, we're discussing an inyan of Purim, but I just want to, you know, whet the appetite. I don't know how much you can whet the appetite if you're only going to eat a kezayis, but you understand what I'm saying, right? So fine. So what we see from this Gemara is that a katan can be motzi a gadol, so long as the gadol is chayiv, only midirabanan. That's why if the father ate a kezayis or a kabeitza, but he's not full, then the katan can be motzi him in benching. Now that brings us back to our Gemara on Daf Tesvav. Because the Gemara on Daf Tesvav, according to the Tanakhama we saw, said very clearly that a katan cannot be the balkarei for Megillah. Why can the katan not be a balkarei for the Megillah? Because the katan's not chayiv. Yeah, that's true. But we already said on Daf Chof Amid Beis that so long as the person is being motzi is only chayiv midrabanan, so then the katan can be motzi the gadol. Well, last I checked, Megillah is not a mitzvah min haTorah. It's only a mitzvah d'orais. It's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Now, how do we know it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Because it didn't happen at the time that the Torah was given. Now, the truth is, that's not such a raya. Not such a raya. You could argue and say, reading the Megillah is d'oraisa. Reading the Megillah is d'oraisa. How can you say reading the Megillah is d'oraisa? How's it shayach to say that? No. Shayach to say that when a miracle happens on that scale to the Jewish people, there's a chiyuv to thank Hashem, to praise Hashem, and that chiyuv is d'oraisa. The form in which it took is the Rabbanan. The way that we do that is by reading the Megillah. But the kiyum is d'oraisa. The kiyum of reading the Megillah is d'oraisa. Maybe you can argue that reading the Megillah is an inyan of Zechiras HaMolek, which is a din d'oraisa. You can start arguing that maybe reading the Megillah is d'oraisa. That's very, it's sweet. It's a sweet lumdus, but it's hard to say. Probably the chiyuv of Mikra Megillah, which the whole miracle takes place 1,000 years after Matan Torah, probably only midrabbanan, in which case we're left with a question. And all the Rishonim ask the same question. What's the difference between the Gemara on Daf Chof Amid Beis and the Gemara on Daf Tesvav Amid Aleph? The one Chof Amid Beis says, a katan can be motzi a gadol if the gadol is only chayiv midrabbanan. And on Daf Tesvav, it says a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Megillah, which implies that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol, even if the gadol is only chayiv midrabbanan. We take a look at Tosfos on Daf Tesvav Amid Aleph, the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos asks this question. Let's read the Tosfos together. V'im tomar. When the Gemara says that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Megillah, the katan cannot be the balkorei. What do we know? There's two types of katan in halacha. There's a katan shelo higia lachinach, a three-year-old, and there's a katan shigia lachinach, a katan who understands, but he's not yet bar mitzvah. He's 12 years old. Well, says first of all, if we're talking about a katan shelo higia lachinach, a three-year-old who happens to know how to read Megillah, he knows it bal peh. You know, he was listening to the father. He was listening to the father. You know, he was a bal korei, so the father's always reading the Megillah. So the katan knows the Megillah very well, but he doesn't understand the thing. Doesn't understand the thing. I read in one of the svarim that's brought down from the Chazon Ish that the first perek of Masechta Mikvos is very difficult. And the first mishnah of the first perek of Masechta Mikvos is quite a difficult mishnah. Right? Mei Gvoyim, it's called. With a lot of different inyanim of Tumah V'Tahara. So the Chazon Ish was I don't know if he was single at the time. He was maybe a young single man. He was living in someone's house, I think in Warsaw. And he was going over the mishnah for a month. And he was learning it, reading it, and he was always saying it balpeh. He would walk up and down in the house, balpeh, the Mishnah. It's brought down that the little children knew the Mishnah balpeh. The children were saying the Mishnah balpeh. It was the back. So, they didn't know anything, but they knew it balpeh, like a parrot. You know balpeh. So you have a cotton who's 3 years old. He's able to read the Megillah, but he doesn't understand anything. So everybody agrees that 3-year-old cannot be motzi a gadol. Even Rabbi Yehuda would never allow such a thing. So we can't be talking about a katan who's 3 years old, even if he happens to be an excellent bal korei. He's not mechuyev at all, the katan shelo hagiya lachinuch. He's 3 years old. So everybody would say he cannot be the one reading the Megillah. Even Rabbi Yehuda would never be machshir such a katan. It must be, we're talking about a katan shehagiya lachinuch. But Tosva says, if we're talking about a katan shehagiya lachinuch, a 12-year-old, so my tama de rabbanon de osri. Why did the rabbanon say that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Megillah? Hare kriyas Megillah de rabbanon. Kriyas Megillah is only de rabbanon. He doesn't say, Tosva doesn't say these fancy things that Megillah is Doraisa. You should know that the Sefer HaMitzvot of Rav Sadia Gaon counts the reading of Megillah as one of the 613 mitzvahs. And Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau explains because he holds reading the Megillah is a din daraisa. Tosfos says, no. Kriyas Megillah is the Rabbanon. In which case, Tosfos wants to know, why does the Tana Kama say a cotton cannot be motzi or gadol the Megillah? My tamayo de Rabbanon de Osri hara Kriyas Megillah de Rabbanon. Raminan, cotton shigila chinach mid Rabbanon to gadol, upota de Rabbanon. A cotton shigila chinach is chayiv mid Rabbanon, who can be motzi a gadol. In their chayiv midrabbanan, how does Tosfos know that? Because he quotes the Gemara that we just said. Kedamar lekamon, beperek bishem esom. The kohen motzi aviv, a kohen can be motzi his father, so long as the father shalom ochal ella kezayis the haynu midrabbanan. So we already said that if the father only ate a kezayis, he's not full, but he ate a kezayis. The chayiv is only midrabbanan. So the kohen can be motzi the gadol who's chayiv midrabbanan. And I know some of you might be thinking, who said a cotton's even chayiv midrabbanan? Maybe a cotton's not chayiv at all. Maybe the whole mitzvah chinuch is on the father. The whole mitzvah chinuch is on the father, in which case the cotton should not be motzi even a derabbanan. Okay, that's a very good question. Happens to be that shita's Rashi on brachos daf mem ches amar aleph. It's also the shita of the Ramban of the Melchamas Hashem. Let's assume like Tosfos. Tosfos here says, and Tosfos on daf mem ches says, that a katan himself, and the stipler has this in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, that the katan himself is chayiv in mitzvahs midrabbanan. In which case, a katan should be able to be motzi, a bar chiyuva who's chayiv midrabbanan. In which case, we understand very well the Gemara Brachas Dav Chaf, that so long as the father only is chayiv in benching midrabbanan, the katan can be motzi him. In which case, we're left with the question, why when it comes to Megillah, can a katan not be motzi the gadol in Megillah? That's what we're up to. So Tosfos gives two answers. Let's focus for a few minutes on the first answer. It gives a very interesting and very important answer, halacha lemaisa. Tosfos says as follows, V'yesh lomar, shiny berchas hamazon, shehi chumra yeterta, chumra yeserza, yoser midaraisa, ubekal niftarim mimena, kedamin lekaman, ve'mechmiru al atzmam o bekezayis o bekebet. So one more time. Yesh lomar, shiny berchas hamazon. Berchas hamazon is different. Now, without even explaining the next few words, which we will in a minute, you see that Tosfos holds that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol, even if the gadol is only chayiv midrabbanan. A katan cannot be motzi a gadol if the gadol is chayiv min haTorah for sure not, and even if the gadol is only chayiv midrabbanan, it cannot be motzi the gadol. What do you mean? What about the Berchas HaMazon? Shiny Berchas HaMazon. Berchas HaMazon is an exception. So the fact that Tosfos says Berchas HaMazon is an exception, what he's saying is that a cotton cannot be motzi a gadol who's chayiv, even if the gadol is only chayiv in the rabbanon. Berchas HaMazon is different. Why is Berchas HaMazon different? So now let's explain. Shiny Berchas HaMazon. Shehi chumra yeterta yoser midaraisa ubekal niftarim mimena kedamina lekamon. Berchas HaMazon, if you fall, you have to bench min haTorah. Let's say you only eat a kezayis. I'm not full. So there's a chiyuv to bench. What's the nature of that chiyuv to bench? So Tosfos says that's not midrabbanan. It's even less than a midrabbanan. It's a chumrah. It's an extra chumrah. It's a chumrah that was layered on top of the din daraisa. Ubikal niftara mimena. And it's very easy to get out of that chiyuv. It's very easy to get out of that chiyuv. You can become potter from the chiyuv of benching so long as you're not full very easily. How easily? So easily that even a katan can be motzi you. A katan cannot be motzi a derabbanan. But the benching on a kezayis, that's not even a derabbanan. That even a katan can be motzi you. Why does Tosfos distinguish between the derabbanan of benching on a kezayis and the derabbanan of Megillah? What's the difference? So he says it's a chumra yeserza. Then he quotes the Gemara, which we'll go back to in a second. Heim hechmiru al atzmam o bekezayis o bekebetza. Heim hechmiru al atzmam. What does that mean? So I want to go back. Let's go back to Daf Chof Amid Beis. Gemara Daf Chof Amud Beis says, or says as follows, after the Gemara that we just saw a few moments ago, right before the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, has a drasha from Reb Avira, Daf Chof Amud Beis and Brachos, Darish Reb Avira. Reb Avira darshins the following, Zimnin Amr Lamashmei Deravami, Zimnin Amr Lamashmei Deravasi. Sometimes he darshins this in the name of Reb Ami, sometimes in Reb Asi, as follows. Amru Malachi Ashor Smei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Malachim almost were complaining in front of Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam. Kosuv B'sora Zecha Shelo Yisapanu V'lo Yikach Shochad. Says in your Torah that Hashem doesn't take bribes. Hashem cannot be bribed. He doesn't play favorites. If you're a tzaddik, he'll repay you the proper way. If you're a rasha, he'll repay you. There's no favorites. He doesn't take bribes. And yet it says, yet you play favorites, apparently, when it comes to Klai Yisrael. It says, you show favor to Klai Yisrael. That's the bracha of the Berachas Kohanim. Hashem should give you favor. You should find favor in his eyes. So what's the deal? So Hashem responds, Amalehem, I have no choice, Hashem says. I have to favor them. I wrote in the Torah that they should only bench. They only need to bench when they're full. And they're machmir, they're medayek on themselves to even bench when they're not full, even when they eat a kezayis or a kebetz. So back to Tosfos on Daf Tezvav, he understands this Gemara that you see that the chiyuv to bench on less than a kedei svi'un, less than one's full, is not a takana d'rabbana that the rabbis, for whatever reason, came together and said, let's be misaken, let's expand the chiyuv of Berachas HaMazon. The chiyuv of Berachas HaMazon min haTorah is kedei svi'un. And we're going to be misaken that even if the people eat less than a kedei svi'un, they should bench on a kezayis or a kebetza. That's not what happened. What happened was is that there's a chiyuv to bench kedei svi'a. And the people around were sitting around the shalosh shodas one day. They were sitting around on a Sunday morning after davening, and they were talking about what can we do to be mekadei shem shamayim? What could we do? And some chevrach said, you know what, Wislu? Let's bench even on a kezayis or a kebetza. And it took hold. And the next town started to bench on a kezayis or a kebetza. And the whole takana of benching on less than a kedei svi'a came from the people themselves. It was a chumra yeterta. It wasn't a takana de rabbanon. It wasn't instituted by the vat chachamim. It wasn't instituted by the Sanhedrin. It wasn't by the people. So it took, it held, it became a chumra, but it's not a takana de rabbanon. It's something less than that. And since it's something less than that, so there the cotton kibi motzi you. It comes out that there is actually something called the Din D'oraisa, there's something called the Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, then there's something called the Chumra Yeterta that the B'nai Yisrael started to do on their own. And that's more kal, it's less required, it's less of a chiyuv than a real takana D'Rabbanan. And by the way, this is very halacha l'maisa, very halacha l'maisa. Why is that halacha l'maisa? If you turn for a moment to see something very interesting, you turn for a moment to Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara Bracha says as follows. This is about 15, 12, 14 lines from the top of the page. Tana Rabbanan. Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We're in the parak that deals with the kavana that one has to have during tefillah, during Shemoneh Esrei. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Einom de lehisbala lo mitoch din, lo mitoch dvar halacha. A person should not start and go to mincha after he's been involved in a din Torah, where he's thinking so strong, not after a shir be'iyun where you're working your head so, because if you're thinking so hard and so intensely right before davening, there's no doubt that you're going to be continuing to think about your learning during Shemoneh Esrei. It's better just to learn a halacha psuka, a simple halacha, or a straight halacha right before davening. This way it's simple and you go into Shemoneh Esrei, you'll be able to focus on Shemoneh Esrei. Gemara says, well, give me an example of halacha psuka. Now, the interesting thing is, you have to be a big goon to understand the halacha psuka that the Gemaras are starting talking about. They're talking about meruach and rias pnei habayis. Okay, so back then, these were simple things. Now we have to spend weeks understanding what's discussed. But one of the halacha psuka that's mentioned is as follows. Listen to this line. The famous Reb Zeira. Hechidami halacha psuka. Amar Abayi ki other Reb Zeira, the Amar Reb Zeira. Benos Yisrael hechmiru al atzman shafilu roos tipas dam kechardol yosheva soleh shivinikim. There's a chumra in Hilchas Nida. And the chumra in Hilchas Nida, without going into every detail, but just to mention it just for a minute, is as follows. The halacha min haTorah is that when a woman becomes a Nida and sees dam, the din da'oraisa is that if she sees the dam during a particular time of her month, called her period, right? During that zman. So even if she sees dam on the first day of her period, and the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, and the sixth day, and the seventh day, she's still seeing dam. And then she does a bedika at the middle of the seventh day, or towards the end of the seventh day, and she's clean. She's no longer seeing dam. The halacha is that she can go to mikveh that night, and she's mutar labayla. Now you think things have changed very much since then. You could see dam on, you started seeing on Wednesday. Woman started seeing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She still sees dam Tuesday morning, Tuesday, 4 o'clock, 4:30, right before Shkia, she does a bedika, she's clean. Tuesday night, she goes to mikvah, mutter. Tuesday night's Wednesday, mutter, 7 days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday night, she goes to mikvah, mutter. But she didn't count 7 clean days. I thought you have to do a bedikah for 7 days, clean days. That's a chumra d'rabbanan. Now, there are certain parts of what we have today, that's what we call a chumra d'rabbanan. Then we have Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says that when a woman sees a tipas dam at any point in time, whether it's her days of nidus or even after those days called the 11 days of ziva, again, without going into every detail, Allah is anytime a woman sees any dam, she always has to count 7 clean days. Now that's a chumrah on top of a chumrah on top of a chumrah. It's a big chumrah. So who created that chumrah? Was it Chazal themselves that were misaking that chumrah? Reb Zeira says, "Benos Yisrael hechmiru al atzman." It was a chumrah that they took upon themselves that anytime they saw any dam, they decided we're going to count 7 clean days. Tremendous, tremendous chumrah. So this sounds like, this chumrah sounds, again, I want to just repeat that we're not discussing all the details because some of the halacha is a derabbanan, some of the halacha is a chumrah derab zera. But lemaisa, part of the chumrah of a woman counting shiva nikiyim after she sees even a little bit of dam is something that the women took upon, the holy women of Klal Yisrael took upon themselves, zechmiru al atzman. Which is why certain svarim say that when it comes to this halacha, we have greater room to be makel. Why greater room to be makel? We have greater room to be makel because it's like the Tosfos and Brachos staff tezvav. It's a chumrah that they took upon themselves. Hem medaktegin al atzman at kazayis at kebeitzman. But it's all hechmiru al atzman. You know, there's certain parts of the animal that we're not allowed to eat called the gira nosha. The Gemara says in Chulin, there are 3 parts of the gira nosha. One part is the gira pnimi, the certain part of the sciatic nerve you're not allowed to eat, that's daraisa. Aken lo yochlo b'nei Yisrael is gira nosha. There's another part of the gira nosha that's the rabbanim. And then there's something called the shuman hagid. It's the fat around the nerve. And that is not daraisa, it's not the rabbanim. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, with no hagin isser on their own. Anytime you have an isser, which flowed from Klal Yisrael themselves because of their desire to want to keep mitzvahs in a greater, in a more stringent way, l'shem shamayim, that becomes sometimes, it becomes a chumrah, yeterta, that you have to keep. Shema b'ri Musa ravicha v'alti tosh tar asimecha, but it's not as severe as a takana d'rabbanim. So Tosfos says, that's why berachas hamazon is different. A katan cannot be most even a d'rabbanim, and that's why a katan cannot read the Megillah. But when it comes to something that Klal Yisrael took upon themselves as a chumrah, then we have more room, we have more wiggle room to be makel. That's what Tosfos says here about the chiv of Berachas HaMazon on a kezayis. There was a Rav who lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s. He wrote a sefer called the Galya Masechta. It was Rav David of Navarik. He was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He's the one who really develops this idea that there are certain inyanim that we do, but it's only a chumrah derabbanan. It's not a chumrah derabbanan. It's a chumrah that comes from Klal Yisrael themselves, that we have more wiggle room to be makel. And one of the examples that he's discussing is the chumrah of the nida who counts zayin nikiyim, even if she sees a tiny drop of bud, tibes dam kachargal. So we have three examples of things that we keep in halacha, but we can be makel a little bit. We have some wiggle room. But no, it's still the chmiru alatzman. Heim midaktikin alatzman at kezayis ad kebetza. And the other one that we explained was the sham no shal gid, the fat around the gid. So therefore it comes out that in fact, a katan cannot be motzia derabbanan, unless it's a derabbanan, which is very makel. What do you mean a derabbanan that's makel? A derabbanan that's not really a derabbanan. It's a chumrah that Klal Yisrael took upon themselves. That's what Tosfos means on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph in his first answer. Now, based on this, I want for a minute, if we can, to open up our Gemara Megillah. Masechta Megillah. We got a Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Daf Beis Amud Aleph tells us about the following. Megillah Nikres. Be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Dalet B'Tes Vav Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Megillah can be read on the 11th of Adar, the 12th of Adar, the 13th of Adar, the 14th and the 15th. This year, the 14th of Adar falls out on Friday. Purim falls out on Friday. That would mean that according to this Gemara, there will be Mishnah, there'll be certain people. Lamaisa, we don't do this anymore. Doesn't apply. But in a certain time in our history, there were certain people who lived in villages. And for whatever reason, the Gemara seems to say a few different reasons, the Rishonim argue, they had the right to read the Megillah earlier than the 14th. They could read it up till the 11th. In certain situations, they could read it up to the 11th. When the 14th fell out on Sunday, the Gemara says, the B'nai Kfarim, the villagers, would be able to read the Megillah on the Thursday prior. 14 is Sunday, 13 is Shabbos, 12 is Friday, on the 11th on Thursday. Rashi explains, seems to be saying, that the B'nai HaKfarim, the villagers, they were very simple people. They didn't have a minyan. They didn't have anyone who really knew how to read Megillah. So they needed someone from the big city who were, were the people who were learned, more learned, knew how to read the Megillah. So they'd come in, and someone from the big city would read for them. So why the 11th? Because they would come in on Thursday anyway, because on Thursday, the courts were open, the Batei Dinim were open. They had to come in anyway on Thursday. So in order not to be matriach them to come in on Sunday, come in Thursday, you're going to come in Sunday too. It's not so easy. So therefore, they were makel to allow them to read up till the 11th. You can't go before the 11th, but the 11th, they were able to read. And the first daf in Megillah discusses how Chazal knew that they had up to the 11th, or back, they could read back to the 11th. Megillah Nikras, be it Aleph, be it begin with us. I want to show you a Rashi, the first, not the first Rashi, but the third or fourth Rashi in the Masechta. But first, let's read the Mishnah together. Megillah Nikras, be it Aleph, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Aleph, be it Tesvav. Lo Pachos, v'lo Yosir. You can't read before Yud Aleph, you can't read the Megillah after Tesvav. If you come from a walled city where the wall had been erected from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, then you read on the 15th. So in Yerushalayim, they read on the 15th. In the Kfarim Va'ayaros Gedolos, but in villages and big cities that don't have a wall that was erected from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, they read on the 14th. However, the Kfarim, the villagers, in certain situations, they can read even back to the 11th, depending upon when they would come in to the big cities. Rashi says, The walled cities read on the 15th. The non-walled cities read on the 14th. What are you talking about? If you have a walled city, read on the 15th. If you have an unwalled city, you read on the 14th. So who's reading on the 11th, 12th, and 13th? So the Gemara says, Hakfarim natnu lahen chachamim rishus lahakdin kriyasa liyom haknisa. Yom sheni b'shabash lefnei yudalad o chamisha b'shabash liyom knisa. So Rashi explains, the villagers were able to read on the days that they would come in to the big cities. Shakfarim miskansin la'yaros lemishpat. They would come in because they had din Torahs, they had to go to the courts, and the courts were open on Monday and Thursday. So since the courts were open on Monday and Thursday, if the 14th, let's say, falls out on Wednesday, so they'd be able to read that year on the 12th. Because Wednesday, you go back, when's the last time that we came into the big city? Wednesday is the 14th. They come in on Monday and Thursday. Wednesday is the 14th. Tuesday is the 13th. The 12th, that Monday, they can read the Megillah when they come into the big city. Shakfarim miskansin la'yaros la'mishpat l'pishay batidin and yoshim ba'yarob shen b'chamishah k'takana zezra. Already takana zezra was that Bezdin should sit on the Monday and Thursday. Fine. So basically what would happen is that if you were from a mukafin choma m'yosu shobanon, you'd read on the 15th. If you were from a big city, so then there were people who knew how to read and it was very simple. You just go to shul up the block, you read on the 14th. If you were a villager, you didn't have anyone to read for you. So when would you read? You'd read when you would come in on Monday or Thursday prior to the 14th. So either you read on the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th, depending upon when Monday and Thursday falls out, and depending upon when the 14th of Adar falls out. So Rashi, the next line says as follows. Now I'm a villager. I come into the big city. What happens? Hakfarim einen b'kiyin l'kraus. The villagers were unable to read. They didn't know how to read the Megillah. Utzrichin sheikro'eno lahem echad b'bnei ho'ir. So someone from the big city would read for the villager. Someone from the big city would read from the villager. So now, someone from the big city who's chayav to read on the 14th would read for the villager who's able to read on the 12th. So the Turei Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, asks from the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi, if you want to take a look later, is brought down in the Gemara in Yevamos, in Tosfos, Shagas brought down in the Tosfos in Yevamos, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, where Tosfos says that a person who's from the big city cannot be motzi someone who's a villager. Why? He's not a bar chiyuva. He's not a bar chiyuva. My chiyuv is on the 14th. I'm not chayav to read Megillah on the 12th. I don't have a right to read Megillah on the 12th. A villager has a right to read Megillah on the 12th. So how can someone who's a b'nei ir, who's chayav on the 14th, be motzi someone who's allowed to read on the 12th? So they all ask on this Rashi. Rashi, first of all, is against the Rishalmi. Apparently against the Rishalmi. And two, just me svara. I thought, and that's what we've been learning. So how can a ben ir be motzi a ben kfar? That's the question that the Shagas Aryeh asks on the first fight. Before Rashi even gets out of the Mishnah, everybody's already attacking him. Now, just you should be aware that Tosfos in Yevamos has a completely different reading of what was going on here. Completely different reading. When it says the Yom HaKnisa, usually we think that means that was when the villagers came into the big city. It's not what it means. What it means that the villagers only went to shul on Mondays and Thursdays in their village. They knew how to read themselves. They knew how to read themselves. And they knew how to, they had a Baal Kore, but they only were able to get their own tachap. They had very few people living out in these villages. The only time they were actually able to get a minyan is on Monday and Thursday. So they came to shul Monday, Thursday. They didn't come to shul Tuesday, Wednesday. So in their own villages, they'd read for themselves. Chazal made a kula. Okay, so you don't have to read on the 14th. You don't have to gather again to shul on the 14th. If the 14th falls out on Wednesday, just read on the 12th. But no one else is reading for them. They're reading for themselves. So Tosfos doesn't have the question that he himself asks, that the Turei Evan asks on Rashi. Rashi says, no, the Ben Kfar comes into the big city, and then someone who's a Ben Ir reads for the Ben Kfar. Yeah, but he's not a Mechoyim B'davar, how can he be Motziyim? So the other way to say, no, that's not what happened. Tosfos says, no, the Ben Kfar read for the Ben Kfar. What's the Yom HaKnisa? It doesn't mean they came into the big city. It means they gathered in the shul. They had one shul. The farms were very, very far away from each other. It was very difficult to get a minyan every day. So they came in on Monday, Thursday. So when Monday, Thursday, when Purim fell out that week, they can read on the Monday or Thursday. They didn't have to read it on the 14th. They could read on the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th. No problem. So let's understand, what's Rashi going to say? Isn't it someone who's a Ben Ir, an Einum? We've just been learning that an Einum Mechuyiv B'davar cannot be Motzi someone who's a Mechuyiv B'davar. So how can a Ben Ir be Motzi a Ben Kfar? So the Revelvel of Soloveitchik says as follows. He says, no, it's not correct. A Ben Ir and a Ben Kfar, Me'ikar Hadin, they're both Chayiv to read on the 14th. There's a special cooler you can read on the 12th. But they're both Chayiv to read on the 14th. So and when I'm being motzi the Ben Kfar, I'm not being motzi him for a different chiyuv. It's the same chiyuv. And therefore, the Ben Ir can be motzi the Ben Kfar. Unlike, by the way, a Ben Ir cannot be motzi a Ben Krach, or a Ben Krach cannot be motzi a Ben Ir. What's the example? Let's say someone lives in Yerushalayim. He's chayav to read on the 15th. And it happens to be that that morning, someone comes in from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim. He's not chayav to read on the 14th. He already read on the 14th, and he's not chayav to read on the 15th. He's not chayav to read on the 15th. He was ready motzi yesterday, and he wasn't in Yerushalayim. He wasn't in the walled city at the beginning of the day. He came in that morning. He wasn't there last night. He came in that. So he's not chayav to read on the 15th. So what's the halacha? Can the Bnei Braker be motzi the Ben Yerushalayim? The answer is no, because the Bnei Braker's chiv is on the 14th. And he has no chiyuv on the 15th. So he's an Eina Mechuyiv B'davar. He cannot be motzi the Ben Yerushalayim. The Ben Yerushalayim has to be find someone who's a Ben Yerushalayim, who's chayiv on the 15th to be motzi the person who's chayiv on the 15th. But a Ben Ir can be motzi a Ben Kfar. A Ben Ir cannot be motzi a Ben Krach on the 15th, because they're two different chiyuvim. But a Ben Ir can be motzi a Ben Kfar, because when the Ben Kfar is being yotze on the 12th, what he's really doing is he's being yotze his chiyuv that he has on the 14th, he can just do it early. That's why the Ben Ir can be motzi the Ben Kfar, but the Ben Ir cannot be motzi the Ben Krach. That's what they say for Rashi. But they say something else, and this is going to bring us back to the women. Rav Shlomo Fisher was a dayan in Yerushalayim, very famous dayan, tremendous Talmid Chacham, has svarim called Ben Yishai, Chidusha Ben Yishai. And he says a little bit differently. He says as follows. Let's discuss again. How can the Ben Ir, who's chayv on the 14th, be motzi the Ben Kfar, who's reading on the 12th? The Ben Ir cannot read on the 12th. He's an Eino Bar Chiyuva. So he explains as follows. The halach is, if you look at Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in Masechet Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph from Masechet Megillah, the Gemara says, it's 12 lines down. Amar Rival, Rav Shimon Levi says, Noshim chayavos v'mikra Megillah shafin hoi b'yosu anes. Women are chayav in Mikra Megillah because they're also part of the miracle. There's 2 days in Tosus, what that means. 1 day in Tosus means they were also going to be wiped out, Anoshim v'noshim v'taf. They were also saved and therefore they were part of the miracle. So therefore they also celebrate the Yom Tov of Purim with all the mitzvahs, so they're chayiv in Megillah. Or it means, not that Afin Ha'i B'yosu Anais, they were also part of the destruction that Haman wanted to inflict on the Jewish people. It said, Afin Ha'i B'yosu means they're the Ikar miracle. Esther was the Ikar miracle. So of course they're chayiv in Megillah. So if you take a look at Tosfos, the third Tosfos on the page, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Noshim Chayavos V'Mikra Megillah, Mikan Mashma, Shehanoshim, Motzios is acherim yedei chovason. Women can be motzi men in Megillah. Why? Why not? If women are chayiv in benching min haTorah, they can be motzi men. That's a question. Are they chayiv midraban or min haTorah? If they're chayiv min haTorah, they can be motzi men. Same level chayiv. So to women can be motzi men in Megillah. That's what Tosfos says. However, if you go down to the bottom of the Tosfos, a few lines up, Tosfos says v'chein posku hahag. However, the Baal Halachas Gedolos disagrees. He says, Isha Motzia Mina Avalo Anoshim. Women can be Motzi women, but they cannot be Motzi men. Women can be Motzi women, but they cannot be Motzi men. And everybody's left wondering, why can a woman not be mozi a man? They're both chayiv. So there's different explanations and answers given. And possibly the most famous of the explanations is as follows. Kriyas Megillah has two parts to it. There are two elements. There's two dinim in Kriyas in the mitzvah of Megillah. There's one mitzvah of reading the Megillah. There's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. And there's a mitzvah of hearing the Megillah, of Shmiyas HaMegillah. And the reason why there are two mitzvahs is because there are two elements, two parts of the miracle of the mitzvah that we're trying to accomplish through one reading. One is, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. Why Kriyas? What's the purpose of Kriyas Megillah? There's a mitzvah to not only hear Parsha Zachar on Shabbos, but when we read the Megillah, we're actually, again, being mekayim a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. Remember what Amalek did. It wasn't just Amalek during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua. It was the Amalek throughout the generations, even when Haman, years later, they're still Amalek. They're always trying to, b'chol dor v'dor achayiv Adam, right? B'chol, no, that's different, right? They always come up, omdu aleinu l'chal oseinu. Elisha b'chol dor v'dor HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves. We have to remember Amalek throughout the generations. So one part of the Megillah, of reading the Megillah, is to remember Zechiras Amalek. Now, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, women are not chayiv in that element of the Megillah. Why? What do we have to remember? What Amalek did? No. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, when we remember Amalek, we have to remember that we're in the middle of a battle against Amalek. We're fighting a war. We're waging a battle. It's a constant battle against Amalek. And since women are lav benos milchama, they're not the ones who go to war. So therefore, since they're not part of the battle, they're not part of the war against Amalek, therefore they're not part of the Zechiras Amalek also. So they're not chayiv to read the Megillah. Now, certainly, they're part of the other element of the Megillah, which is to being mefarsim, to publicize the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael of that time. That they're a part of. But so the Shemiyah, or the part of the reading of the Megillah that's Persumei Nisa, that they're part of. Part of the Megillah that's part of the Zechiras HaMalek, that they're not a part of. Now you can ask many questions on this Mahalach. Most powerfully and potently you can ask on this Mahalach is, wait a minute, women are not chayv as part of the war effort? That's only when it comes to Melchemes Rishus. The Gemara says during the Melchemes Mitzvah, even if a Kala is in her under the chuppah, she has to go and help out the war. Even a Kala b'chupasa has to go help. So to say that a woman is not chayv in Melchemes HaMalek is difficult. The Menachas Chinuch asked that question. Not for now. For now, to explain the Bahag, we'll have to say that there's one element of the Megillah that women are not chayv in. They're certainly chayv in Persumei Nisa, but they're not chayv in the Kriya. And men are chayv in both elements. Therefore, women can be motzi women, but they can't be motzi men because there's two elements of the Megillah. And women are chayv in one, men are chayv in two. Lefi zeh, Diane Fisher explains the first Rashi. Rashi says as follows. This is Shittas Rashi. When the Ben Kfar reads the Megillah early, on the 11th and the 12th and the 13th, it's true that he's allowed to read the Megillah then, but it's not a full Kiyam HaMitzvah Bishlei Musa. When you read the Megillah before the 14th or the 15th, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Persumei Nisa. But the mitzvah of remembering of Zechiras, of Kriyas HaMegillah, that can only happen on the 14th and the 15th. So therefore, we were makel by the Ben Kfar that he could do the Persumei Nisa early. And by the way, a Ben Ir, when he reads for the Ben Kfar early, the Ben Ir is also Mekayim his mitzvah of Persumei Nisa. He's Persumei Nisa early. You can talk about the miracle early too. All the way back to the 11th, you can start being Mefarsim the miracle. However, the Ben Ir still has to read again. Why? Because although he was Mekayim the mitzvah of Persumei Nisa, it was not Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Therefore, he has to read the Megillah again. So the Ben Ir can be motzi the Ben Kfar because they're both only chayv in Persumei Nisa, and they're both going to be accomplished in Persumei Nisa at that time. We're makel that the Ben Kfar doesn't have to be Mekayim mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah, going to be Mekayim mitzvahs Persumei Nisa alone. But mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah, that you can only do on the 14th. So the Ben Ir is motzi yotzi is chayv in Persumei Nisa on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And the mitzvah of Kriya, he has to do again on the 14th. That's why the Ben Ir could be mostly the Ben Kvar, because he is a Mechoyev B'davar, because he's also Chayv in the Persominisa, which he's going to accomplish early. Then why is the Ben Ir reading again? To do the other element of reading the Megillah, which is for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, not just Persominisa. This all relates to the Inyanim of whether one's Chayv in something, can it be mostly someone else, and relates to this one last interesting psak of Rabbi Yashiv. Zechron of Rach, Rabbi Yashiv says as follows. This year is called the Purim Meshulash. Why is it called the Purim? You've heard of the term probably Purim Meshulash. What's a Purim Meshulash? Purim Meshulash means that the Ben Yerushalayim, the Ben Krach, is not going to read on the 15th because the 15th falls out on Shabbos. When the 15th falls, that's this year, the 15th falls out on Shabbos. So for us, who are not B'nai Krach, we read on the 14th. It's a little bit different because it's a Friday. It's very different because it's Corona. It's a lot of differences this year. But Lamaisa, we're not doing that much different because on the 15th, we don't really celebrate Purim. But in Yerushalayim, they do things very differently. What do they do differently? First of all, they read the Megillah, not on Shabbos. Why? Because it's a Gzeir of Rabbah. We're afraid that you're going to carry the Megillah on Shabbos to your friend to read the Megillah. You don't know how to read. You're going to carry it to the Baal Kareh. So Megillah is not read on Shabbos. So when did they read the Megillah? On Friday. So the Megillah is read on Friday. That's one day Purim. One day Purim. When do they do the Seudah? When this year do the B'nai Yerushalayim make their Seudas Purim? You're going to make a Seudas Purim on Shabbos? Like an Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's a little bit funny. So you know what? They're going to do the Seudas Purim on Sunday. So Seudas Purim is on Sunday. Mekriyas Megillah is on Friday. And Shabbos, what Shabbos? Shabbos. It's Purim. That's really Purim. So you say Al Anisim, right? You say Al Anisim in Davening. You say Al Anisim in Berachas HaMazon. That's what we call a Purim Meshulash. Friday, you read the Megillah. That means the whole world is going to be reading the Megillah this year on Friday. Friday, you read the Megillah. Shabbos is real Purim. For the B'nai Yerushalayim, that's Tezvav, that you say Al Hanisim. You say a special mafti, you say Al Hanisim. And Sunday is when you have the Seudas Purim. Now, the truth is, you should be aware, in the Bavli, it doesn't say this. We're relying on a Yerushalmi that says that the Seudas Purim should not happen on Shabbos, do it on Sunday. A little bit funny to be celebrating Seudas Purim on Sunday after the 15th. It's a little bit funny. But that's the way the Olam is knowing. That's what is called the Purim Meshulash. Rebbe Yashiv was, and we'll end with this, Rebbe Yashiv paskin the following. On the 14th day, that's on Friday, I'm a Ben Yerushalayim, I'm reading on the 14th. And a Ben Ir in Bnei Brak is reading on the 14th. And we're over here reading on the 14th. Can someone who's a Ben Krach be motzi someone who is a Ben Ir? Let's pay attention to this question. Can a Ben Krach who's reading on the 14th be motzi someone who's a Ben Ir? When would that happen? It would happen if someone's a Ben Ir, and that morning, instead of reading the Megillah in Bnei Brak, he comes to Yerushalayim and wants to hear it in Yerushalayim. So can he go to a shul where the Ben Krach is being, he's the one reading the Megillah? Why not? They're all chayv on the 14th. So Rabbi Yashiv has a fantastic psak. He says, one second. The Ben Ir is chayv to read on the 14th because that's really his day. He's really chayv on the 14th. Why? Because that's what the Navi says in Megillas Esther. If you're a Ben Ir, prozim, read on the 14th. The Ben Krach really should be reading on the 15th. But the Gzera de Rabba, de Rabbanan, tells us he has to read on the 14th. So he's only chayv mi de Rabbanan. While the Ben Ir is chayv, he's like a divrei Kabbalah, he's from the Navi. According to the Navi, the Ben Krach should be reading on the 15th. Up mi de Rabbanan, we say read on the 14th. So the Rabbanan cannot be motzi that which is chayiv medivrei Kabbalah. He's splitting the line between that which is learned from the Navi and that which is learned from the din de Rabbanan of the Gzera de Rabba. Therefore, he says, imagine a situation where someone cannot leave his house. He's not allowed to leave his house, and he doesn't know how to read himself. He can't read his house because he's immunocompromised and he's nervous to go out and he can't go to shul, and the doctor say yes, he's in quarantine. Okay? So how's he going to hear Megillah? What choice does he have? He can't read it himself. No one's going to come to his house and read it for him. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, okay, in such a situation, we're going to rely on the kula of hearing it over Zoom. But in that situation, you have to make sure the person you're hearing it from over Zoom is also chayiv as much as you. So if you said, hey, this is really cool, I'm hearing it over Zoom, I want to hear from someone who lives in Yerushalayim who's going to be reading it on the 14th. The answer is you can't. Because the person in Yerushalayim is not really chayiv on the 14th midivrei Kabbalah. He's chayiv on the 14th midin derabbanan. So you want to hear from someone over Zoom, you have to make sure to hear from someone who is chayiv on a level midivrei Kabbalah. You're really a ben yudalit, as opposed to someone who's really a ben tesvav, who's only reading on yudalit because of the gzeira derab. Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll continue learning. Remember, Thursday is Tanis Esther. And Thursday night is Kriyas HaMegillah. And we look forward to, unfortunately, this year, we're not going to be having Chagiga this year. But Mietz Hashem, we're planning for a double Chagiga next year. And hopefully, if we can, I don't think the Gemara says anything about a Tashlumin for the Chagiga. But we're going to have a chumrah that Or Chodesh is going to institute ourselves, like the chumras that we mentioned, that we're going to Mietz Hashem have a Malava Malka or a barbecue or something together once we can to invite everyone back for the Chevershaft and the Pilpul Chaver. We miss each other. I miss you in person, but with God's help, we are getting there, and Hashem should protect us, and we'll get there very, very soon. Okay, have a wonderful day. We're going to take off mute, and if anyone has any questions, I see a question here in the chat. It's a long question. Okay, one second. That's correct. The support to Rashi's Koyis for Oravim, that's exactly correct. 100%. It's brought down in the poskim, the idea of Arvus in that context, Ari. Do we slaughter the carbon Pesach on Shabbos for a group solely of women, slaves, and minors? That's a very good question. That's the Daf Yomi today, or soon. Page 91b, Psachim, why not bring a proof from slaughtering for women, slaves, and children for carbon Pesach, where the punishment is Koyis if you don't eat? Here's a mitzvah d'oraisa with Koyis, surely the better proof. Interesting. Okay, I have to read that again to make sure I understand it, but we know that we're holding by Pesach. And Mies Hashem, it is true that we do shech the carbon Pesach on Shabbos. Or Pesach on Shabbos. The question is whether they shech the carbon Chagig or Dalit on Shabbos. That's a machlokas. In Tosfosim, it's not for now. Anybody have any questions? Other questions on the Shir? What about? That's a good question. An androgynous for women. That's the Tosfos that we just read. The middle of the Tosfos of Daf Dalit Amud Aleph discusses an androgynous. An androgynous, someone who's a Suffolk ish, Suffolk isha. Can they read for women? Mistama, they can. It's a machlokas in the. Machlokas in the Rishonim. We have to understand what's the nature of an androgynous. Is an androgynous suffic ish, suffic isha, or is it both ish and isha? That's the question. Yes, Warren.
I actually have a couple of questions, please, but we'll start. I seem to remember that when we're talking about a child or a wife being mechuyev of the father, it's a case where it's a bor. He doesn't know how to make the bracha and doesn't know how to fulfill the mitzvah. And the Gemara says that he repeats the words of the wife or the child, and that's how he's actually being fulfilling the mitzvah.
You should know something, Warren. You're mechavin to a turei evin. The Shagas Aryeh in Megillah that discusses this question: how can Rashi say that a ben ir can be motzi a ben kfar? The Shagas Aryeh says it must be that the ben kfar repeats the words himself. So the Ben-Ir is not really being motzi the Ben-Kfar. The Ben-Kfar is being motzi himself by repeating the words. And the Gemara says that in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says when a woman reads Halal for her husband, because the husband's an Amaretz and the woman is learned, so the husband has to repeat the words himself. Why? Because we assume a woman is not chayiv in Halal because it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. So the only way a woman can be motzi a man is if the man repeats the words himself. So the Shagas Aryeh says that for Rashi. I wanted to give fancier answers. That's an easy answer. How can a Ben-Ir be motzi a ben kfar? The answer is he can't be motzi a ben kfar. The kfar repeats the words. But we were trying to explain that no, the Ben-Ir can be motzi the ben kfar, because Rashi nowhere does he say that the ben kfar repeats the words. That's the Shagas Aryeh's answer. So we have to say, no, he's motzi him in Persimei Nisa, and he's not motzi him in the Zechira, and then the Ben-Ir does have to repeat the reading, not for Persimonisa, that when he was motzi already, but he has to repeat the reading for the Indian of Kriya Samagila. But yes, you could answer the Rashi in that way as well. in that way as well. However, when it comes to Berachas HaMazon, the Gemara says that the father does not have to repeat the benching. The katan can be motzi the father. Does not have to repeat. So the question that we were asking is, how does that work? How come? Now, the Gemara also says that we're talking about a father who's an Amoretz, and he really is, even though the katan can be motzi him, he really should spend some time and learn some Hebrew to be able to learn. He should learn how to learn. But sometimes he can't. Sometimes a person doesn't have the ability to learn. So for such a person, the cotton can be motzium, so long as he only had a kazayas. If he had a shir daraisa, then in fact he would have to repeat the words. You're right, he would have to repeat the words. Other question. Yes, question two. Yes.
And this is a silly one. Was the issue of a woman who's a nida one of the simple or one of the complicated issues that you could or could not contemplate before tefillah?
The Gemara says that's the first example of a simple halacha, which is
anything. That's a simple one.
Yes, exactly. Simple halacha that you can learn right before davening. Hechidam halacha psuga gadar abzera, davzera benos Israel hechmiru latzma. Now, I want to explain that if you want, just a little bit more depth, because if you want, that the halacha really is that a woman who's a nida. When I say that halacha really is, I mean on the level of Minat Torah. The level of Minat Torah, a woman who's a nida never has to count 7 clean days. Doesn't need Shiva Nikim. Doesn't need Shiva Nikim. All she needs is that at the end of her, the 7 days of a month called Zman Nidus,